I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today, my goodness, I've got a trio of siblings to introduce you to. They are Shania, Jonathan, and Dara Watts. Together, they're known as the 300 Watts String Trio. And I've got to tell you, these kids are pretty remarkable. After this episode, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to want to go to the All Classical Portland website to learn more about them, because you are about to fall in love. Now, we're hearing the voices of three siblings today, so let me orient you. Dara is the youngest of the group. She's 12, and she plays violin. Jonathan is in the middle. He's 14, and he plays the cello. Shania is the oldest. She's 16, and she plays viola. So those are our three Watts. However, the name of the group is the 300 Watts Trio. I asked Shania, the oldest, how the group got its name.
Our mom came up with this name. So what it means is that there's three of us putting 100% into what we do. And so that's how 300 Watts became our name.
So Shania, you started playing when you're 8, you're 16 now.
Mm-hmm.
Dara, you started playing
when I was 6.
When you were 6 and you're 12 now. So both of you have been playing for half your life. How about you, Jonathan?
Started when I was 10.
Oh, so relatively speaking, you got the later start because you're 14 now.
Mm.
Okay. But it sounds like you really took to it. You're studying with Hamilton Chaffetz. Shania, you're studying with Brian Quincy in the Oregon Symphony. And Carol Sindel is who you're studying with. So all of you seemed like you really took to it.
Yeah.
Any idea why that is? I mean, do you... are your parents always pushing you to practice? Is it something that's just...
No. If they enforced us to practice, we wouldn't be playing.
That's one of the things why some people probably don't like music, because they're forced to practice. Our parents do not force us to practice. We like to practice on our own because we love it.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, for punishment, they say you can't practice.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
the complete opposite.
And we're crying. We're like, we can't practice.
So you guys have been the 300 Watts Trio for a few years?
Yeah, four years.
As long as I've been playing.
And what kind of things, I mean, I saw you guys perform on stage at the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall as part of the Gospel Christmas Concert. I mean, what other things have you been doing as part of this trio?
We've played for, you know, art shows and weddings and other stuff like that. So this was kind of our first, I don't know, debut maybe?
Yeah, like recently we just started arranging our own music. Our very first song we arranged was Carol the Bells.
So that actually paved the way for us to be able to play in Gospel Christmas.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a pretty remarkable arrangement. I really thought it was interesting, a little unusual, you know? And so was it just born of, like, improvisation? How did that happen?
Almost all of our arrangements are. We like our music to be kind of unusual.
Yeah. Most of our arrangements start out with us playing around, improvising. We listen to all sorts of music, jazz, classical.
I really like Latin music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Middle Eastern music. And so I kind of like to combine that all with the classical. And so we create our own version of songs.
Makes it unique.
Yeah.
So is this going to be like the signature of 300 Watts? Is like performing your own arrangements?
Hopefully.
Sitting in front of me, you guys have three huge smiling faces. But I imagine when you're improvising and working out an arrangement, it can't all be sunshine and flowers.
No. We do fight over ideas.
We are your typical
ideas.
Siblings. Yeah, we fight.
What sounds better? I think this sounds better. Like, no, I think this sounds better. It is comes with a lot of fighting.
Yeah, we are fighting a lot. Like, we'll say we're going to practice for a certain time, and we're going to start an arrangement, and then it turns out to be arguing.
Yeah.
Because we all think different things.
Most of the arguing does not come when we're playing sheet music. It's mostly when we're doing our own arrangements.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Because we each have our own strong opinions, and we want to get them across so it comes out by fighting. We usually get our own opinions in to make it unique.
Yeah, we kind of split up. We have our own ideas. We insert it into the piece. But sometimes when we have this certain idea, we think it should go there. Somebody else has another idea, and they're like, no, I think that should go there.
So our dad usually has to.
Help. Tell us what sounds better.
Give us his two cents.
Yeah, we usually have to. Like,
and we always
tell, we have to ask daddy if this is okay. You know? And so, yeah. And then if he doesn't like it, it's like, okay, we drop it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether you guys can solve your own problems in that way, but right now it sounds like you have an outside source to kind of help you solve those problems.
Sometimes we can.
We usually have, like, the whole layout for the piece, mm-hmm. and then our dad kind of helps us. He listens to it, and he's like, well, maybe we should try this.
It's like a puzzle. He says we have all these ideas. He just helps us
fit stuff together.
Fit stuff together.
Yeah. Huh. He's a helpful source to help us make our pieces better.
Yeah.
And is it just around music that you guys have disagreements, or are you just like typical siblings, like you ate my cereal?
In everything.
In everything, basically, we disagree. Like, why did you do that? That was mine.
Yeah, I mean, we're your typical siblings, but I think the music is actually a bond for us. It keeps us really close.
Yeah.
Where do you get your ideas?
I have no idea.
We start improvising and we find something that we like and we just
But I honestly think it's influence, like influence from our dad.
Yeah.
From listening to him play all the time.
Yeah, he plays a lot of stuff. So.
And then listening to classical music, of course.
When we first sat down, Shania, you mentioned that you've been listening to the classical radio station, All Classical Portland, for years.
Yes.
Since you were how little?
8. Yeah.
This is about when you started playing the violin.
When I first started the violin, my parents start turning it on for me. And then, like, a few months later, I got my own radio. And so I would turn it on every day and just keep it on while I did school. And I just absolutely loved it.
And, Dara, what did you think of that?
At first, I thought she was weird. I was like, why are you listening to classical music? And because John and me, we were always playing with each other, and we were like, what are you doing? Like, turn it off. I'd go in the room, and I'd be like, turn it off.
Yeah, we used to not like it.
And then I was like, to stick stuff in it.
In the radio?
Yeah. The radio. I'd stick, like, these fake little pennies, and I'd be sticking it, and I'd shake it.
And it actually stopped working because of that.
Yeah, it stopped working. And then our little brother started doing it.
But we still listen, like, we make a habit of listening to it.
Yeah, because we have another radio.
So we
downstairs.
Listen to that every day.
Or we just listen to it in the car. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe you tried to sabotage her radio.
They thought I was crazy for listening to it. They're like, what are you doing? Why are you listening to that music? It's boring.
Yeah. Until we started playing, then we thought it was, like, lovely.
You are listening to On Deck with Young Musicians on All Classical Portland. And today we're getting to know the 300 Watts String Trio, three siblings who make music together. 16-year-old violist Shania Watts, 14-year-old cellist Jonathan Watts, and 12-year-old violinist Dara Watts. You play together as a trio, you play music together, you're these musical siblings. Dara, tell me what sets you apart from your rest of your family.
Well, I mean, I know we all like art. I really love to draw. And I have a strong bond of animals. I think a goal for me is to be a veterinarian one day. My sister says I'm too overbearing with animals, but you know, I'm always like talking to them, I'm always holding them, putting our animals on my bed. I'm like, and she was like, just stop. They're not going to like you after a while.
Do you like
I'm
bats like, and pigs?
No. Yes, I do like pigs.
Well, not bats.
Bats, those are freaking me out. I'm really, really scared of those.
We might be watching like a nature show on PBS or something, and they'll have like a lizard on them. She's like, that's so cute. I'm like, what is wrong with you? That is not cute.
I say snakes are cute. I say lizards are cute. I'm like, everything's cute. Except for bats.
Okay, so we've got a potential future veterinarian in front of us. How about you, Shania? What sets you apart from siblings?
So, you know, I'm at the age where college is approaching, and so I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in life, and I'm starting to realize that I have a lot of interests. So I like science, So I've thought about maybe going to life science and maybe going to the field of genetics or something, because that just really interests me. Or I've thought about anthropology, specifically cultural or social anthropology, journalism. Like, that's been one of my dreams for like the longest time. I've like wanted to be a reporter and travel around and stuff. And then of course music. So right now I'm like, what do I want to do? Yeah, so it's a hard decision. Right now I'm leaning towards music or anthropology.
And Jonathan, what sets you apart from your siblings?
Well, I think that we're probably going to keep playing in the trio for our whole life.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm interested in geography and archaeology. And I think it would be fun to be an archaeologist, travel around the world, find old artifacts, bring them to museums, or even have my own museum. And I really like geography. I like learning about other parts of the world in other countries.
You all three cultures. Seem to have interest in other parts of the world.
I
travel
love history.
And history?
Yes.
You
yes.
love history?
Yes.
We
yes.
all
yes.
love history. Wow.
Love it.
Now explain that to me, because that when I was your age, that was not at all my favorite subject.
Well, I think it's amazing how we can actually learn from past events
yeah.
and apply them to society today. I feel like music, it's a part of me. I was born with it. Like, that's how I literally feel. And without it, I don't know what I would do, where I would go. I'd be lost, basically. It's a place for me to get my emotions out, and it relaxes me. I have an issue with getting, like, anxious and stressed out a lot, and so music's the other part that calms that side of me down. I feel like music adds so much more to life.
I like music because it makes your soul feel good. It's really good for your health too. Good for your body, it's good for everything. It's just something nice that you should have in your life.
It's like sometimes I can be feeling like really sad. When I start playing the violin, it automatically just cheers me up. That's the thing, it makes you happy. Either it can make you cry in a good way. It's just, like Shana said, it's a part of me. I don't know what I'd do without music. I mean, it's the reason, I guess, why I'm here today, sitting here, is because of music.
I don't know. I've always felt like kind of like the oddball when I'm around people who don't play classical music. And I'll always be talking about all the stuff. They're like, what are you talking about?
Shana is like, every time she's like crying, she's like, oh. This song, do not turn it off.
And yeah, like let's see if you're like,
they don't understand why I get
shrinks.
Yeah, they don't understand why I get so emotional about songs. They're like, why are you crying? Yeah. I'm like, this song is so beautiful.
I mean, I cry in some songs, especially what's the song by Samuel Barber?
Oh, Adagio for Strings.
She turned it on, we were sleeping, and so she's like, she's sniffling. I was like, and so I'm sniffling too. She's like,
embarrassing me, dog.
I'm like, and she was like, were you crying? I'm like, yes. And Jonathan, he was like, I can't cry. I don't cry. And she was like, you can't cry on that piece? I'm like, he's like, I don't cry when I listen to music like that.
No, I cry on like a lot of classical pieces. I don't know what it is. It's almost when you're playing a song, it's almost like you can connect with the feelings that the composer was feeling.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's the weirdest thing.
With me, if I hear something that's like, this really moved me. It just makes me want to jump up and roll around in circles.
I know, he never cries. I'm like, Jonathan, that's part of the emotion. Like,
I know.
I don't see how you guys can cry. I'm like,
I know, because my way of expressing myself is I feel like I want to jump up and do 360s and roll around on my back when I hear something that's nice. Well, I'm like, oh, that's
like,
great.
I feel like doing that on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Yeah, that's what I feel like jumping up and rolling around on.
Yeah.
Like I a piece that really gets to me. I like listening to Beethoven Chorale Fantasy.
Oh yeah,
C minor. Yeah. I really like that one. It makes me feel like I want to fly.
Oh, these kids, right? The 300 Watts String Trio. Siblings, Shania Watts, who is 16 and plays the viola. 14-year-old Jonathan Watts plays the cello.
and 12-year-old Dara Watts plays the violin, the 300 Watts Trio. I so enjoyed talking with them. I actually put some extra outtakes up on the All Classical Portland website for you to enjoy, so head over there to hear them talk about Jonathan's obsession with cars and whether he'd prefer to own a Lamborghini or a Volvo. They are so much fun. At the website, I've also linked to videos of theirs, as well as their website, where you can even purchase their new EP. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of this show has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So, to listen to this episode of On Deck again, and to find that bonus material about the 300 Watts Trio, just head to allclassical.org. Click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.